News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He's been sticking with us all morning and taking good care of us, Mr. Rob Center. He'll make sure the podcast is up shortly after this, so you can download it from Spotify or Google Podcasts or wherever you download your podcasts. On the newsline with us now, two great guests to talk about Dream It, Be It. Rose Weir is here, president of the Soroptimus International of Snyder Union and Northumberland County. She'll be one of the presenters at the March 15th program that's coming up. Rose, thank you so much for calling in. Good morning.
Good morning.
I really do appreciate it. And Natalie Imhoff is on the line, a native of our area and now a student who's going to also be one of the presenters. So we're going to find out about the free life-changing information that was presented to her several years ago, but now she's a student in college. Good morning, Natalie. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I really do appreciate both of your times. I know this is a busy time and an early time, and I know you're both busy, so we'll launch into it. Rose, if folks aren't familiar with the forward-thinking work of Soroptimus, remind our audience what the women who are part of this organization, how they help our area and help raise up and promote women.
So we do fundraisers. And support things to fight domestic violence, human trafficking. So we partner a lot with Transitions of PA. But we also have our own two dream programs, one of which we're talking about today, which is our Dream It, Be It. And we also have a Live Your Dream program, which is for adult women who are the head of their households. And we provide financial support for those who are furthering their education, because what we know is having additional education generally means a higher income for those families.
And Natalie, before we talk about what is coming up in even greater detail about what Dream It, Be It is, explain that a number of years ago you were in at one of the tables at a Dream It, Be It program. What happened then with you? And then that kind of leads up to what you're going to talk to us about today. So tell us about that event years ago.
Sure. So I attended the Dream It, Be It program, I believe, when I was a freshman. And it was I think a crucial moment in my life, because I was a freshman in high school and kind of in the midst of being in kind of a weird location and having, you know, there's obviously a lot of opportunities for men, and I think having a program that's kind of centered around women and really progressing their education, providing them with financial stability and the tools to be financially independent, was a really amazing opportunity to have. And luckily, I was able to sign up to help participate and kind of give advice as to how the program could even further progress. And ever since then, I've been completely hooked, and I love all the women on the team, everyone who's on the Soroptimus International group, and it's been a real pleasure to work with some of the girls and some of the women on this program.
Rose, Dream It, Be It, define it, and go ahead and make a pitch for teen girls locally to get signed up.
So the Dream It, Be It program, it's actually a career support program. It's designed for high school girls or those who identify as female. It is a one-day event at Susquehanna University, which is a new venue for us. And it's designed to provide you just information about exploring further education. It doesn't necessarily have to be a college degree. We actually have several a panel discussion of some alternatives to improving your educational status that isn't just a four-year college degree. We also are going to be focused on some self-care, mood management type of things, because what we do know is, based off of surveys, is that is an important topic for our young girls about stress management, self-care, how they can navigate their lives as challenges arise. So it is a one-day event at Susquehanna. If you are interested, or if this is a parent listening or grandparent, talk to your high school guidance counselor, because all the guidance counselors in the three counties, Snyder, Union, and Northumberland, received information to help register the girls for this event.
Well, and Natalie, she just mentioned that there are some challenges that can arise. I helped participate in raising a teenage daughter, and she had eye-popping stories of things that would happen, or remarks that a teacher would make, or things that boys did, or things that women, young women did, or social media posts that would just amaze you. Natalie, give us some sort of a sense of the pressures these teen girls face from all sides, and why maybe having a good mentor or some sort of an exit route for rationality would be helpful.
Sure, and I think you raise a great point there. So obviously there's been a fair amount of change, especially within school systems, to provide opportunities for women. But you know, as you've mentioned, even I have heard sexist remarks. I've heard different comments, and to be a woman, those challenges, those things, the pressures that you feel, and so to have gone through that themselves, especially at such a
about professionals and men, be for some girls,
leaders in our community, whatever gaps they could be, but mentors for the
Natalie, what will your message be in person of?
And another, we're going to be giving because we are, and obviously that's grateful that they're able to kind of college. Obviously, not every girl about our experience and about the program and how it's.
Just give everybody the information.
Your high school, so ask about the Dream at Complete and sign, and is March. Again, it's all free. It's going to be prizes. People, 50 girls are going to serve this year.
We didn't touch on that you think.
Say that Natalie is actually this event. Support changes in the next year's event, talk about what they felt went well, what we might want to add to the program. So I want to give kudos to Natalie, who has served in that role for the last couple years. So again, just if this is of interest to you, to learn skills, stress management, mental health, as well as career exploration, now is the time to visit your high school guidance counselor and ask for that application.
Well, Rose, thank you so much. Thank you for your upcoming message. Keep in touch. You have an open mic here anytime. Natalie, an additional remark. You've been really a superlative young American in a wide range of ways for a long time. We happen to know who you are. So please close us out with an additional comment, please.
Thank you so much. Definitely anyone that's hearing this, I know it's pretty early in the morning, so I'm assuming there's definitely some parents. Please encourage your girls to sign up for this program. It's a great way to boost their confidence, to make them feel important. The prizes are outstanding. We've worked with a lot of really great people to help, get amazing prizes. Everyone on the board has made sure that this is going to be an awesome program. And as Rose mentioned, if anyone attending the program wants to ever sign up for the advisory board, I would highly recommend it. It's a great way to put your opinions to work and help make the program even better. We always recommend new ideas, new comments. Young women always have amazing ideas, and everyone on the Dream It Be It board has been great about listening to my ideas. So I can't thank them enough. Thank you.
Young women have great, amazing ideas. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Thank you so much. That is a real truism. Thank you, Natalie. Thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for turning out to be a real good egg around here. And thank you, Rose. Thank you both for being on our show this morning.
Thank you. You're welcome.
That is Rose Weir, president of Soroptimus International of Snyder Union and Northumberland County. Encourage teen girls to contact their guidance counselor regionally to get connected with Dream It Be It. Natalie Imhoff, native of Sealance Grove and now a student at SU, also going to be one of the speakers and one of the advisors for the local Soroptimus.